Here's a tale of two sales. I just took note that these sales closed around the same time in mid-May 2026. I guess it was the same date, May 15th, 2026. One sold for $1,475,000, and this was in Goleta North, we call it, Kellogg Elementary School. And it was built in 1963, 1,511 square feet, four bedrooms, two baths. Another house on North Aliso Street, which is near Milpas, sold for $1,350,000. They were asking $1,350,000. It sold for $1,350,000. The other one, Camino Campagna, was asking $1,450,000, sold for $1,475,000. Okay, so it sold for $125,000 more. It was built in 63 in Goleta North, a Kellogg School District. Aliso Street was built in 1927. Three bedroom, two bath, not a four and two. The square footage on the $1,475,000 sale is 1,511 square feet. Not huge, especially for a four bedroom, two bath. The one that sold for $1,350,000 was 791 square feet, built in 1927. The parcel size for that house, 3,920 square feet. The parcel size for the one that sold for $125,000 more was 9,147 square feet. It just struck me, seeing these two sales closing on the same day, not for the same money, but close. It's just interesting how you could just, you know, now it actually says that the one that sold on North Aliso Street says it's a two bedroom, one bath. I think it had a little bit of a detached studio. And so they're calling it a three and two. So the main house, two and one, 791 square feet. And that adds a lot of appeal to having that separate unit. But still, it just struck me. It didn't seem like imbalance to me. It seemed funny. Not funny, ha-ha. Ha-ha. So another sale, two sales, tale of two sales, the same house. This one up on the Riviera. And it closed in May 2026. It sold for almost 2% over the asking price. You go, oh, that's pretty good. They were asking $3,150,000, and it sold for $3,205,000. Did I do the math right? That's only 1.8% over asking. That sounds like it would be more than that. But be that as it may, I love that expression, get you out of everything. They're asking $3,150,000. It sold over asking, 55 grand over asking, $3,205,000. You know, that's pretty good. You look back on the history, and they paid $3,150,000. So they were asking for what they paid. They bought it in August of 2023. And you might go, well, God, what does that mean? Does that mean that prices are going down? They barely got what they paid for it. However, when they bought it, the original asking price was, wait a second, $2,284,000. You know what? Something's wrong. This math doesn't add up. All I know is they paid $3,150,000 and they paid $265,000 over the asking price. I thought I had the original asking price sitting there, but that can't be right. They paid $265,000 over the asking price. So instead of asking that prices go down, you could ask, did they overpay? The frenetic pace of 2023. I'd lean more towards that. You can't take one house sale and, you know, decide what the market's doing. It just was something that caught my attention. And I figured out the math. And if they had paid the asking price in August of 2023 and then sold it again in May of 2026, for what they sold it for, they would have sold it for 11%. And that sounds, you know, more reasonable from what I see. Okay, a post on Nextdoor. Someone posted on the newly opened splash pad in Old Town Goleta and took a screenshot of the costs that it's going to maintain this thing. Janitorial services, $45,000. Maintenance and repair, $45,000. Confined space filter replacement, $20,000 to $60,000. Replacement parts, chemicals, $17,000. Utilities, wireless network, $11,000. Estimated staff time, $57,000. So the total is about $200,000 a year. It seems a little high. And, you know, estimated staff time, I mean, aren't you paying them anyway? So doesn't that really kind of inflate that? I commented that maybe they should change it from a splash pad to a cash pad. Then, like a minute later after reading that post, I'm checking the news and I see that Santa Barbara is pursuing a grant to improve the Castillo Highway underpass. And I thought, well, wait a second. You could make that a splash pad for free. You want to close State Street, close Castillo as well. Just save money. Why not? Okay. I have this article on homes built prior to 1939 as a percentage, but I won't do it justice looking at the clock. So we'll save that for next time. I don't think I read this last week, but I want to make sure I do. So I'm going to read it again. We had Rick Rossovich on as the Rockford Bit for 4 weeks in a row. In July of 2024, he sent me an email saying they were at the Lake House watching the Olympics. He switched over to Channel 6, and it plays Pacific Blue every morning. And there I was in full glory, 26 years younger, but looking much the same. So he wrote this in how is he today? He was probably 67 when he wrote this. And he is in great shape. The episode was noteworthy because it featured Florence Griffith Joyner, the Olympic champion sprinter. And there he was watching the Olympics, who still holds the world records in the 100 and 200 meters. She won the golds in those events back in 1988. She would be dead a year later, shockingly, from an epileptic seizure that happened in her sleep. Sad. Max Brooks, son of Mel Brooks, was in the episode as well. I had met them a year before. Nice guy. Pacific Blue was such a crummy show, and it's funny it plays here constantly or all these years later. Thanks, Rick. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.